Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
I was told there would be no math today, but now here I'm thinking about how many cases and six packs do you need to make 100 bottles of beer on the wall.
You got to start with 99.
So,
someone's got to
well,
drink that first.
If a case has 24, then you need 4 cases, and that's almost 100.
Right.
So what do you like? 24, it's at your 8 shot. So you need 4 cases and 1 8-pack.
Okay.
To make 100. And I know they make some 8-packs now. I haven't been drinking, well, this year, really, since the 2nd. Of this year, but I do know they make 8-packs of, like, the pounders, the 16-ounce cans.
I want to say your math is still wrong.
Okay. Help us out. Who's good at math here? Richie, I'm looking at you.
96, and then you would need a 4-pack?
Blondie over here is like...
Nope, I've tapped out long ago.
Do you have a calculator on your computer?
24, 48, 72, 96. And then a four-pack.
Yeah. There you go. Look at you.
Woo.
Look at the big brain on you.
Yeah.
Way to go, Richie Rich. I was told there would be no math. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Captain's Log, Stardate 01232022. For those of you keeping track, playing the home game.
Richie was right.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I followed his logic, and thank you for
double-checking. I just wanted
checking.
To fact-check
thank
you guys.
Yeah. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For...
That's right. Nikki the fact-checker.
Thank you, Blue Check Mark. We'll call it. She's wearing sort of blue on her hoodie, at least. So,
Is it blue or is it green?
Mm-hmm.
Depends on where you
Oh, is it one of those, like, Genera hypercolor things from, like, 1984?
It's aqua.
Most people are only going to see the white.
Because, I mean, I'm old, so, like, I remember that. Does this ring a bell to either of you, where you'd, like, wear the thing and the color of the garment would change color depending on your body heat?
No.
Yeah.
That's
like
cool.
A mood ring that you wear?
Yeah.
Like the new BMW?
Mood clothing, if you're at least temperature-sensitive clothing.
Okay.
It was really stupid to me because, well, everybody's armpits were darker. Right?
Oh, yeah, and that's just like, not a good look.
Anyway, you are listening to Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio program, in case you're wondering what you're listening to. The telephone number, if you want to join in the conversation tonight, is 603-283-6160.
The numbers you can trust.
603-283-6160. In the studio, it is myself, the Lord, Reverend, Doctor, soon-to-be Ambassador, Captain Kickass.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
You're wondering about the ambassador thing, aren't you?
I know about it.
Okay,
you told
me. I won't
privately.
I won't. Yeah, it's not quite official yet. So,
I just want diplomatic immunity. How do I get that?
I do too.
That's the thing.
Like
whatever it takes to get me diplomatic immunity.
I don't know that this particular ambassadorship, comes packaged complete with diplomatic immunity. It's not quite a government ambassadorship.
I would take a 50% pay cut to get. Diplomatic immunity.
I would give up one of the many titles that, preface Captain Kick for diplomatic immunity. I mean, I'm willing to make an ultimate sacrifice here. I give up
one. Which one?
I'd go doctor.
Okay, yeah.
Because, first of all, the doctor was honorary. a caller gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm in the medical profession. I hereby grant you doctorship. Oh, okay, thanks.
I don't think it works like that. Maybe for Dr.
Why not?
Trey. Oh, okay.
If kings and queens can be like, you're a knight.
Okay.
Medical profession give you... Honorary doctorates are given out to, like, people who've, like, accomplished things in life, but they didn't go to college for. Okay. Like, you'll get an honorary doctorate because you made an impact in this particular field of something like
that. That's how it should be.
What would your doctorate be in, then? Kicking ass?
You
kick so much ass.
No.
I now don't need Dr. Kick-Ass.
Congratulations.
A lot of people equate the kick-ass portion of my name to, like, kicking ass as in being violent and fighting, and that's not what it actually means.
No.
It's about being the best version of yourself, kicking ass at being me. Right? I'm the captain of myself. I must kick ass at being the captain of myself because I only have myself to blame if I don't. Right? It's about self-ownership and that kind
of thing. It's like some yoga philosophy over there.
It's philosophy for sure. Yeah. You know, I have never done yoga, so, and I probably never will. My body don't bend like that.
Well, you already have, and you don't even know it.
Yeah, well, okay. I won't cop to it. I do like yoga pants, though. They are comfortable.
Me too.
On certain people.
They're not comfortable to look at on some people, but, you know, whatever.
Maybe if they changed colors, I might be more attracted to them on certain people.
So, what, we've barely gotten through the intros now? Is that where we're at in the show?
We banter a lot. I don't know if you've noticed.
We do. I mean, it's a radio show. We're supposed to talk, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, talk radio? Be kind of boring if we just sat here like...
We're just killing time until you call in.
At 603-283-6160. Actually, we titled the show Nanonads, and this is why, Nikki.
New male contraceptive could shrink your nads with nanoparticles.
Nanonads. It just sounds to me like you're going in for laser surgery to shrink your junk.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
But tell us what's really... Can you read that headline again? Because it's a lot to take in.
No, it's not. It's very nano.
New male contraceptive could shrink your nads with nanoparticles.
It's less to take in than it used to be.
So it's a contraceptive designed to prevent pregnancy. So in order to do that, they want to shrink your nads.
Kind of.
Can't you just do steroids like the athletes do?
But that doesn't make you infertile.
Oh.
Well, it can.
And it makes you strong.
That's up for debate. So there are plenty of contraceptive methods available for women, but men's options are woefully limited.
Yep.
You can either use condoms, which doesn't suit those allergic to latex, or you can get a vasectomy, which stops you from having babies for good, which is actually false because you can reverse a vasectomy, but the reversal doesn't always work. So I wouldn't recommend getting one unless you really don't want to have kids forever.
And in case the article doesn't mention it, there are some extreme people who go to abstinence.
Oh, yeah, but that, no.
I'm just saying. It's one of the ways.
Catholics.
Flame. Yeah, the fertility awareness method. But that's, again, going back to the woman and when she's ovulating. So yeah. I guess that doesn't really count for male contraceptives. To remedy the situation, researchers are investigating all kinds of alternatives, like the warm water testicle bath we covered a few months ago. And I did look into the warm water testicle bath.
We did a bit about that here on the show a year or two ago. It's this little device.
Yeah.
It was the first time they were offering it. You could get it on, Amazon or whatever. And it's literally what it says it is.
Yep,
it's
looks
a little
exactly
tub.
What you'd think it would look like.
It's like a little hot tub for your jimmies.
And we didn't get a sponsorship deal out of this.
I can't control. Mark at freetalklive.com. If you're out there and you represent the testicle bath, then, you want to advertise with us, Mark at freetalklive.
So a study from July 2021 found out that nano contraception could be worth pursuing as a human contraceptive. The method relies on nanoparticles, tiny pieces of metal that are only a thousandth of the width of a human hair in diameter. And, spoiler alert, if you've been vaccinated against COVID-19, you've probably already gotten the nanoparticle male contraceptive. So,
Wait, what?
I'm only half joking. But you know how there's all those, conspiracy theories about the nanoparticles and the vaccine and how everybody's becoming infertile?
But the COVID vaccine is supposed to shrink your nads?
No, it doesn't shrink them, but people are talking about the nanoparticles.
Okay,
so.
All right.
There was a story that it shrunk something.
I mean, I have not gotten the COVID vaccine. I'm one of the few, the purebloods or whatever folks are referring to themselves as. I've been vaccinated against all the other stuff, of course. As a child, my parents sent me all that crap, and there was
against my will.
There was a place that I went. I don't want to give it any airtime, but I went. It was a government type of thing, and I was required to get whatever wasn't on my medical records, which was a bunch because, I predate computers having your medical records in them. So they're like, well, we can't find your records. We're just going to give you all of them.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, thanks.
You might have tuberculosis.
I did have a reaction to the TB shot, but it was just a little surface reaction on the arm, and I'm guessing it's because they gave me all of the stuff.
Yeah, sometimes if you get vaccinated against it and then they do the testing, it'll show up. So...
603-283-6160. Would you consider taking a contraceptive that gave you nanonats? I don't know. This is kind of a weird one.
Still thinking about it?
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the live Sunday night edition.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Come on and tune in to the Sunday night edition tonight of Free Talk Live. We've got some calls. There's a couple lines open if you want to join us in the conversation tonight. The telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
Talking about...
I still don't quite understand
the premise here. It's some sort of contraception.
New male contraceptive could shrink your nads with nanoparticles.
Like, some men are very proud of the size of their nads, for example. So,
is it something to be proud of?
Oh, I don't
know. You don't really get the pick, man.
But I mean, it's also, you know, our slanguage, if you will, human slanguage is filled with all of that stuff, right? Like,
okay.
Like if somebody does something courageous or that kind of a thing, we see it a lot of times in the Liberty community. Somebody's
sure.
standing up to some armed thugs with badges and guns, right? Wow, that guy's got balls. He's got big balls, you know, that kind of a thing. So, wow, nads on him, man. Okay. You know, that kind of a thing. So the euphemisms work their way into our language. Which, you know, I don't personally know anybody going around that, my nads are bigger than everybody else's, but AC/DC wrote a song about it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Classic.
So,
classic.
You know, and they got around all the censorship by saying, no, we're talking about the
dance. Ballroom dancing. Yeah.
Yes. Talk about the dancing. So we'll come back to the nano nads, but first let's go to Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave.
There have been a lot of people that are.
I'm sorry?
Big 7-0.
Bad Slave, you're on the air.
You are
14. You are caller number 14.
Hey, Bad Slave.
If you would like to call back, please press 1 now.
I have no issues.
It sounds like he's on another line. We'll come back. Let's go to the unscreened caller from the 843 area.
Oh, snap.
Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Thank you. You were talking about... having a diplomatic immunity. All you have to do, if you want diplomatic immunity, just get a job with the United States State Department, and you should be able to get that pretty much automatically.
Gross.
Now it feels disgusting.
Not worth it.
Oh. I'm sorry, what's your name, caller?
I'd probably get double my pay.
Hang on. I'm trying to ask the caller. What's your name?
My name's Robert.
Hey, Robert.
You could also get it with a foreign country. For example, if your forefathers came from the Federal Republic of Germany, in 1913, the German law was that if your father was a German...
Near as I could tell, I've only had one father.
Not four of them?
Yeah.
Well, I have two because I have a stepfather, and of course I also...
That's more common.
Yeah, no, if you're talking legally, then I actually do have four fathers.
Yeah, forefathers. Okay, well, you have four grandparents and eight great-grands and 16 great-grands.
No, I mean because of my broken childhood and adoption and, you know, from family to family, et cetera, I actually have four people that legally at some point in my life could be referred to as my father.
What a downer.
Well, the thing is, according to the law of 1913 in Germany, if your father was German at the time you were born, you could apply and get German citizenship. They changed that law in 1975 to include the mother as well. And once you have that citizenship, they'll give it to you right away, by the way. As soon as you provide the documentation, give you a certificate of citizenship, then they'll give you a personal Ausweis, which they issue within 6 weeks, and a passport, which they issue within 12 weeks. And then, if you want diplomatic immunity, you apply to get a job as a diplomat for the Federal Republic of Germany, and then you have it.
Ew, gross! Why would I work for the government
to get the diplomatic immunity?
Yeah, but I mean, if
that's like a free pass to do bad things.
All right, hey, thanks for the call, Robert. Is that what's the movie that I'm thinking of? Where like it's an old, it's probably an 80s, 90s movie.
I think that trope was used a lot in the
diplomatic movies. Immunity. It's like the German guy. I think he was German or something.
Okay.
I think it was a... Was it a Lethal Weapon?
It may have
been. One of the Lethal Weapons?
That sounds about right.
Because I think it was... Murtaugh and Riggs. Wow, I can't believe I'm pulling that out of the memory bank. That hurt.
I think you're
deep,
right.
Deep into the depths of Captain's memory.
There was physical pain pulling out Murtaugh and Riggs from the old memory bank.
I remember when Lethal Weapon 4 came out in the theaters, we were like going to go to the drive-in.
Yeah.
And see it. And because I don't like watching movies out of order, we had to immediately run to Blockbuster, and rent all three of the first Lethal Weapons so I could watch them before we went to the movies that night and get caught up on them.
Power through them.
Luckily, we had like the TV in the van and the VCR.
Hey, let's see if Bad Slave is paying attention to us now instead of something else. Bad Slave, you're on.
Oh, that's the highway. That's pretty.
No.
Sounds like he's not. Can you get it half pepperoni and half mushroom, please, Bad Slave?
Drop him. No. Drop him, then he'll call back and wonder why we hung up on him.
He hung up on me.
Listen back to the archives and realize.
Hold on a little for a while.
Okay.
Keep checking back in on him.
Such a nice guy, Cat.
See if he gets the pizza that I ordered.
Okay. Get a Diet Dr. Pepper, no ice.
I like Dr. Pepper, by the way.
Yeah. I don't like soda, but if I were to drink a soda, it would be Dr. Pepper, I think.
I recently discovered something called Dr. Pepper Zero. Which is zero sugar. It's not diet Dr. Pepper.
Does it have aspartame in it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, no, you've lost me.
It's like horrible for you, but it's delicious.
So apparently Moxie's a very New England thing. And it's sold out everywhere.
Well, Moxie, I don't know what you're talking about.
That is a throwback to my childhood. You just ripped that out of the deep depths of my memory.
I've been to like eight supermarkets and I can't find it. We ended up at like the Christmas tree shop.
It tastes awful. It's so gross.
I like it.
But that was what my grandma used to drink, Moxie.
So I've
sold
never
out
heard
everywhere.
Of that.
Yep.
Never heard of that.
You're not a local, that's why.
Yeah. It was handed to me. It was presented to me like this. They put it down in front of me and they said, "Drink this." And I went, "What am I drinking?" They're like, "Don't worry about it. Just drink it." I go, "Like, I don't drink alcohol, so this is an alcoholic beverage. Like, please don't."
Yeah.
They go, "It's not. Just drink it." So I drank it. I'm like, "Oh, good. Like, I'm okay. What was the holdup?" And then it was explained to me that it was a terrible New England drink that's only available here in this parts of the country, but now not even that. There's nowhere.
Is it terrible?
So this is the deal with Moxie. It's like black licorice, right? You either love it or you hate it.
Oh, it tastes like
licorice? No, it doesn't taste like licorice, but it's like that type of concept.
Okay.
Like you either love it or you hate it. It's like the Grateful Dead. You either love them or you hate them.
Or you think they're okay.
That kind of just disproves my theory, but never mind.
I'm not a fan, but I respect them.
Yeah. I was just trying to quote Jerry.
Moxie. So did you guys ever do anything where, like, somebody's lost their Moxie? And you're like, no, it's right here.
No, I just, I bought a case a couple of months ago and then took it to the local, new mover party here.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm just going to be that guy. I'm just going to be the guy that brings them. And then they've been sold out for, like, the past 3 months. Can't find it. Christmas Tree Shop had, like, bottles of it. So now I got a four-pack of bottles at home.
Did it get consumed at the party? Did, like, folks were...
As soon as I set it on the table, one dude, like, ran up. He's like, oh, dude, you brought Moxie. And he was very excited. I'm like, okay, good. Like,
aggressive partygoers. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you bring the right beverage to a party, it can make the difference between the sort of a party and a party.
I was surprised at how popular it actually was.
Well, Richie Rich, I am glad that you found your Moxie after losing it. And now it's sold out so you can never have it again, apparently, or until the distribution system sort of works out whatever the problems are. 603-283-6160. Have you ever mixed Moxie with an alcohol? If so, what's the right kind? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Russia claims it's not planning to invade Ukraine, but with nearly 150,000 troops on the border with Ukraine, people are wondering what their plan is. Republican Senator from Iowa Joni Ernst tells ABC's This Week the Biden administration is not curbing Russia.
So far with this administration, we have seen a doctrine of appeasement, and that certainly is not going to deter President Putin and Russia from invading Ukraine.
Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, has this.
The very strongest sanctions, the sorts of sanctions that we use to bring Iran to the table, is something that we should hold out as a deterrent to prevent Putin from taking the last step of invading Ukraine.
Administration sources are confirming the State Department is now planning evacuations for diplomats. This is USA Radio News. A sheriff's corporal in Harris County, Texas, Charles Galloway, was shot and killed during a traffic stop in southwest Houston. The police department there is heading the investigation. Chief Troy Finner says the suspect, who is described as a Hispanic male, got out of his car and opened fire on the officers.
We believe, and witnesses said, it was an assault-type weapon.
This shooting is only one day after two New York City police officers were shot. One of them has succumbed to his injuries. Firefighters in California say they have about a 25% containment of a 1,500-acre wildfire burning in the Big Sur area. This has led to the evacuation of about 500 residents. CAL FIRE official Cecile Juliet says coastal regions are no longer safe from fires that happen in the winter.
Now our fires are extending all the way through December and then into January.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Meow, 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 meow. Gotta get the cats in there.
Meow, 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 meow.
Start.
Oh, man.
I had a headline that you would not believe.
You did? Where did it go? Was it Moxie?
No, it wasn't Moxie.
Did you lose it?
It was.
Did you lose your Moxie?
Elementary school teacher fired because she wouldn't respond in meows to a student who self-identified as a
cat. Oh, and I saw something as a follow-on to that. I don't know if it's true or not, but like, apparently, I don't know if it's satire or not, but the headline read that this school where this is going on, they've now put litter boxes in the bathrooms for those students
who
identify as felines.
That's so funny. When I was like 3 years old, I was a cat. For realsies, identified as a cat. Only in the home, though. My parents wouldn't let me identify as a cat, like at school or anything.
Those are some good parents.
But, meow?
Yeah.
Meow. But meow. But meow, I don't self-identify as a cat.
Yeah. Bitcoin.com, however, does not identify as a cat, but it is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, by the way, on sale, like half off, thereabouts. You can go to Bitcoin.com right now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you're going to find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. Hey, let's check in with Bad Slave, see if he's ordered my pizza for me yet. Bad Slave? Did you order my pizza?
But I've been an anti.
You give him way too many chances. He's talking to another radio show.
I had an experience.
Are you cheating on us?
He's cheating on us.
Let's see if he says anything relevant. And then what happened?
In an early kindergarten in Cleveland.
Cleveland
at four
rocks.
Years old.
Cleveland rocks.
They almost killed me.
Ohio.
The Drew Carey show? Poor pop references coming up on Free Talk Live.
Cleveland anymore. She's in Hartford, Connecticut. West Hartford, Connecticut.
Is he talking to his family or something?
He's going to drop a word that we're not even allowed to air.
He doesn't know
he's
on the air.
He's been known
70 in a couple of years.
Well, at least we know his character speaks at the same like pace and
okay,
you know, all that kind of thing. Because he's talking to somebody else, and his character hasn't changed at all.
He hasn't said you know all that much.
They
yet,
both
though.
Have a spouse.
You know?
But he does do the,
I did hear him say anti-authoritarian, though, so he's consistent, at least.
We'll put him back on hold. Maybe if it continues to go on like that, we do hang up on him, and then when he calls back, you're like, dude, we gave you like a whole segment.
Listen to the archives.
Sorry, bro, only one call a night.
Yeah, so we did put you on the air. You said words. They were broadcast. So, I mean,
this is Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us.
Something about an anti-authoritarian and
kindergartner.
All right, let's get into more about
the nano nads.
And so it's a contraception option.
For men.
So in theory, it could be possible. Yeah, true. So I think you might need male parts for this one, but
blasphemy.
I don't want to be transphobic or anything, but
you're so anti-science already.
I know, already. In theory, it could be possible to introduce nanoparticles into the body of a human male. Once inside, doctors could then use a magnet to guide the particles into the testicles.
I've done this at school with, like, a magnet underneath the desk and something on top of the desk, and you, like, look, it's ghosts.
I was thinking of that old magnet toy where you got to make the dude's hair and make a mustache out of
it. Oh, yeah.
Just drag it on down.
Isn't that how an Etch-A-Sketch works?
Yeah, the
two
little magnets.
And the
nanoparticles.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Once in the gonads, doctors would then carefully heat up the nanoparticles.
We have to giggle at gonads. I'm sorry. It's just...
The microwave in the belly.
She
you
said
know
balls.
Gonads.
Well, she said gonads.
That's even worse. That's more giddy.
So the doctors would then carefully heat up the nanoparticles. Sperm viability plunges in high temperatures, so heating up your testicles could essentially neutralize your little swimmers.
And that's why I get into the tub very gently.
Wait, so then what? Okay, I have questions about the hot tub that we talked about for your
Would you like me to go to that one?
Well, no.
I have that one up
finish,
as well.
Let's finish with this one. This is the one you brought. We did a whole show about the hot tub for your boys. Not a whole show, but
so what was your
boys?
Question
boys.
About it?
Well, it's about heating them up.
Don't assume my gender.
It was about heating them up, right? Because if you're gonna put your boys in a hot tub of sorts, you're heating them up.
That's
so
the warm, like they have to be warm. But this, so the hot tub thing, you only do it like every couple of months.
Oh, so the hot tub thing is more like taking your car through the car wash, whereas this is like supposed to. Okay, I got you.
I'm not. Well, it seems to not be permanent because in the beginning of the article they were saying that the downside to the vasectomy is that it's permanent. So I'm assuming that since they mentioned that, this wouldn't be permanent, but I just don't understand.
If they don't understand that vasectomies can be reversed, so we believe anything else they have to say?
This is from Audie, so.
Take that as a no.
You know. It's on the internet. We should believe it.
But apparently, nano contraception isn't exactly a new idea. It was first tested on animals already back in 2013.
I was going to say nano contraception. I mean, I'm pretty sure they have contraception for, like, little people.
What is that?
Is that, like, not the same thing?
It's like that Dr. Seuss book with, like, the little tiny people that live on the flowers. What is that called?
Sam I Am, Green Eggs and Ham.
Horton no. Hears a Who.
Yeah, Horton Hears a Who. That's it.
That's why condom companies don't sell small, because no one would buy them.
Yeah.
You got large, extra large, and magnum. But if you're buying the large, you know what size you're in.
Do they sell extra medium? I've been bringing this up a lot.
It's extra medium?
Extra medium, yeah, okay. Because there is, like, it can't exist. Like, if you look at it in the pizza scale, there's you know, small, medium, large, right? Those are the normal size of pizzas.
Okay.
But then extra small isn't one bigger than small, it's one smaller than small, but extra large is one bigger than large.
Okay. So an extra medium is just a more precise circumference?
What's extra medium?
A more precise circumference.
Is it taller? It's the same, you know, diameter, circumference.
Okay. To me, extra medium would just be medium.
Maybe it's the thin crust versus the deep dish.
Can't be extra medium. I posit.
Okay.
For your philosophical debate that extra medium is impossible.
The science is settled. There's no such thing as extra medium.
You've heard it here on Free Talk Live.
Don't even call in and debate us on this. The science is settled.
Where were we?
Mice.
So to test the procedure, they injected gold nanotubes directly into the mice's testicles. Yes, we know, having gold injected into your balls doesn't exactly sound very pleasant.
It sounds like...
But bear with us.
It sounds like fuggish, though, right?
Like, that's where you sold me, if you're going to inject gold...
Golden balls? Right. Oh, my gosh!
That's better than having a brass pair.
Gold nads, not gonads.
I know.
It sounds very, you know, I don't want to say thuggy, but, like, you know, like, the dudes who get, like, a gold tooth and, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I've gotten golden nads.
Don't assume my culture. Or appropriate my culture.
We digress.
Once the gold particles were in the mouse testicles, the researchers used infrared radiation to warm them up. This just sounds like you're going to get testicular cancer, honestly. Like, do you want prostate cancer? Because this is how you get prostate cancer.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I guess.
It gets worse. As a result, the nanoparticles are heated up to a temperature between 98 and 113 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot.
Yeah, gonna say no here to... Ouch.
But I want the gold.
I don't want them branded. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back!
We're back?
We are back.
We're not front?
I mean, you can be front if you want to.
What about side?
Christian side hugs are all the rage.
Can we be side?
You can be beside yourself.
We have returned, I believe, is what you're getting at.
Yes.
So there was a bit where we weren't here, and now we're here again.
Because we're back!
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us.
That would probably be my catchphrase.
We're back.
Sailing.
And we're back.
Yep. Totally my thing.
I wanted to tell you that we, as in Free Talk Live, are raising funds for Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over 1 million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, such as employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors or governments thousands of miles away to choose for them. Isn't this what you would prefer if you were in need? Free Talk Live is also matching your donations to Give Directly, helping families in Bome and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are desperately in need. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous, head over to give.freetalklive.com and help these areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Give.freetalklive.com. Again, give.freetalklive.com. Let's check in on Bad Slave, see if he's ordered my pizza yet.
That's right. Good questions.
Did he forget that he called in to Free Talk Live?
He must have. I'm starting to get a little jealous. Like, he talks to other people? Yeah. Is he on another radio show?
The Democrats and the progressives.
He must be.
That aren't progressive at all.
Those
These
darn
people
progressives.
Are all just completely deluded. They're,
I mean, he's preaching facts, though.
Hopefully he's calling his New Hampshire representative to push for the New Hampshire secession bill.
And they're pointing their fingers at the Trump voters.
That part was as good as any other Free Talk Live call.
Yeah. Probably a little more succinct and coherent.
Yeah,
at least for him, anyway. You know, I just wondered, like, can he hear us while we're... I assume he has us on speakerphone.
He probably put us on mute, though, or turn the volume down. I don't know.
Right,
because when you think he'd be able to hear us...
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would think that he would be able to hear us.
Did he conference us into that call?
I don't think so.
He has two phones? He has two phones.
Maybe he's talking to a real person.
I have two phones, but...
Oh.
Well, I have two methods of taking phone calls.
Oh. Okay.
I have this... I've worked in telephony for some time. This is voice over IP type stuff for, like, enterprises, businesses, stuff like that. So, as a result... I have one for personal use. That is, it's a phone number that it's not attached to a device.
Okay.
Right? It's just kind of out there. I can log into it from, like, wherever. Make and receive, like, any computer or whatever. As long as it's got, like, a headset or whatever, I can log into the thing and, like, make calls, and it's pretty neat.
You can take phone calls on your computer?
Yeah, weird, huh? Yeah. I know. It's so futuristic. Tech's only been around for, like, 30 years. Okay, maybe. Yeah, I think it's been around for 30 years. It's only been really useful for, like, the past 25 or so.
Okay.
So, but yeah. I mean, it used to be all telephone conversations would travel over copper wire.
Sure.
Right, in a completely analog fashion. And then something called fiber came along, and, you know, you heard all, like, this is, like, during the long-distance wars back in the day. And, you know, you can hear a pin drop, and you can make a long-distance call for only 10 cents, and now long-distance doesn't even matter. But it was right around then when they were replacing all the copper with fiber nationwide. And so now there's this network that carries all the voice traffic digitally instead of over copper wire. So all the copper's gone. It's been replaced with fiber. But that means you get a better experience, a more clear calling experience. In fact, I've said this before on the show, that it made them invent something called a comfort tone, because the digital experience of a phone call is so, the call quality is so great that when nobody's talking, human beings will be like, are you there?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they don't hear the little the little hiss in the background that exists over copper wire that does not exist over fiber. So they invented this thing, and so when it detects that there's no voice, no speaking, it plays this little in the background constantly so that you know that the line is still connected mentally.
I remember in college getting, like, one of those digital phone programs on my computer.
Yeah.
So I could call home for free instead of paying for long distance from the dorms.
Yeah,
similar idea.
Similar to, like, a Vonage or something like that.
I had Vonage,
and these are, like, the entry level versions of like what I have. So it's, you know, it's,
I had kind of Vonage up until I made the move to New Hampshire.
It would be like a lot of folks still use, like, Google Voice and stuff like that. So
it's definitely still useful.
It's kind of like that. So.
Yeah.
I've digressed yet again, of course. So where were we with the golden
gonads?
Nanonads.
Oh.
Let's see. So we left off at them heating the gold up to 98 to 113 degrees Fahrenheit.
He who has the golden scrot.
Makes me uncomfortable just thinking about it.
Yeah. Sounds like hot yoga.
No, it sounds nothing like that.
The room is like 105 degrees.
If you want to do yoga in a, you know, I mean, okay. Anyway, go on.
But there was an unfortunate side effect to the treatment. You don't say. I never could have seen that coming.
Wait, for our listeners tuning in, we're talking about a form of contraception for men where what? Just
here,
a recap. Quick recap.
Nanoparticles
injected.
New male contraception could shrink your nads with nanoparticles. So they inject you with nanoparticles, and then they use a magnet to bring them down to your balls, and then they heat them up, and then you can't get anybody pregnant, allegedly.
What they do is they send your nads into the quantum realm until you don't need them anymore.
Maybe that's what happened to Bad Slave. Maybe he's in a different universe talking to Free Talk Live, and we're just eavesdropping on it.
He's on tomorrow's call? Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
No, he's on today's call, just in a different universe.
Oh, okay.
Right, he's in the universe with the Berenstain Bears.
Okay,
not the Berenstain Bears.
Okay.
Yes.
Timeline splitting.
And Betty White is still alive.
Yeah, getting deep here on Free Talk Live. So the unfortunate side effect of the treatment was the intense infrared radiation caused heat lesions on the mice's testicles.
Ooh.
having your balls burned would probably keep you from procreating.
You
don't say.
Huh.
But that's not really what the scientists were going for, so they returned to the drawing board.
I told you, this is totally a Fauci experiment.
Basically.
What happens if we burn the nuts of mice? Let's find out.
In 2021, Sun's team released the results of their new and improved contraceptive methods. This time, instead of using gold tubes, they opted for particles made out of iron oxide.
So now you have rusty balls.
Exactly.
Rusty, burnt, branded, magnetized. Who thinks of these things?
Scientists.
Also,
researchers on government grants.
I'm uncomfortable with the science.
Basically.
This is going to make one of Rand Paul's list of wasted government spending.
You know what the issue was? So, like, all the feminists were mad because contraception always fell on the woman. But then when you think about it, it's like there's really only, like the article said, two options for male contraceptives.
Yep.
So this is all the feminists' fault.
But so speaking as a man,
yes.
Right, the biggest deterrent from not using a contraceptive is 18 years of child support.
Yeah.
Right?
That's pretty.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. That's a bit of a hurdle.
Yep.
Yep. Something to think about.
That should be the only thing you're thinking about.
The only thing, though?
Fine. STIs.
Okay. I mean, it's really easy to prevent pregnancy, right? Don't have sex.
Oh, is the Catholic side coming out now?
I'm just saying.
Even a Christian side hug.
Are you guys familiar with Garfunkel and Oates?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
They have a song about the loophole. It's called The Loophole,
yes.
I believe. And so that exists. So there are ways to human beings. They have sex for fun, not necessarily just for procreation. Unlike some creatures, right? They do it for entertainment purposes. And so there are ways to entertain yourselves without actually doing the thing that makes you pregnant.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if you're not a fan of Garfunkel and Oates, why go to your favorite search engine and look up Loophole. It's a super hilarious, funny song. These ladies are great. They do harmonies. They play. One plays a ukulele. The other plays a guitar.
They're not really Garfunkel and Oates, though. That was disappointing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're disappointed.
Okay.
603-283-6160. Our number two of Free Talk Live is on the way. It's a live Sunday night edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.